שלום, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם. The article is Messiah's Shofar. You can download it from our archive, archive.kbb1.com. You can send questions through our site. We are on the heading First Benefit.
Here he was telling us about writing the Zohar and all the wisdom of Kabbalah that was concealed, unrevealed, because during the exile we're not allowed to engage in it. And he says that the fact that it was revealed, it caused a lot of trouble for Israel, but along with there's a lot of things that aren't so good, but along with it, he says that he's saying about the benefits from revealing it. So start.
So we're going to read the heading just above that, benefit from disclosing the Kabbalah. However, there is no bad without good, and therefore this dominion which the nations have obtained by stealing the secrets of the Torah propelled a great thrust for the development of holiness. In my assessment, we are in a generation that is standing at the very threshold of redemption, if we only know how to spread the wisdom of the hidden to the masses.
Today we're already a long time after that period. From the Aryan onward, we can publish this to the whole nations of the world, because we've entered the times of the Messiah. That's how Kabbalists determine who, except for them, knows what's going on. That's why all the scattering the knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah, spreading it out, it's for the benefit of the correction of the world. Back then, it was not allowed because it sped up the development of the world, and in an unpleasant way for Israel, because it turned out that the nations of the world, meaning the egoistic forces, received a speeding up compared to the development of the vessels of bestowal, Israel. But in our times, it's already working. As he says, it brought a benefit anyway back then, and especially at our times. Yes.
The first benefit. Apart from the simple reason of he hath swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up, this will reveal what is between my son and my father-in-law, and the difference between the essence of the nucleus and the upper klipa, from which all the sages of the nations in the world peeled. This is because all the camps of Israel that have denied the Torah are sure to return to the Creator and to His work.
Great problem until they return, but still there's the work of scrutiny that comes gradually through the inner lights and surrounding lights, especially through the nations of the world, through different kinds of wisdom, through studying the Torah in Pshat, and then in the secrets of it, and it's all with the influence of the surrounding lights. It's all clarified. And we can't see the whole picture, but all in all, one word that has to be here. Dissemination, and in all directions, without any limits, as he writes, there are no limitations on studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, as Baal HaSulam writes, and Rabash. That's why we don't have to think twice. We just have to scatter this all over the place as much as we can, and in the way we can. And what happens later, we don't understand how this general light organizes all this knowledge between all the kinds, streams, people, and so on. But there is a part here that for sure can't come from above down to humanity, but only from below, and that's dissemination. Yes.
The second benefit. There's another reason for it. We have accepted that there is a precondition for the redemption, that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land shall be full of the knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to leave.
Imagine to yourself what knowledge about the creation of the world, the process of correction, the role of Israel, Gemar Tikkun, has to be the knowledge about this whole thing to the nations in order for them to lift the people of Israel to the mountain of the Lord, Jerusalem, as we say. Meaning that they will be concerned and support the ascending of Yashar Kel, the intention, the force of the concealed Torah, everything in order to lift the studying of the wisdom of Kabbalah, its intentions, its implementation, all the way to the Creator. That's what has to be. It's not just written, the nations will take us, or Yeshayad, that they'll take them on their shoulders to the Holy Temple. Bet Mikdash, the Holy Temple, means Gemar Tikkun. Jerusalem isn't that city. It's the top of adhesion between the Creator and the created beings. So the nations of the world, they'll have to absorb this, they'll have to appreciate this, they'll have to organize it, they'll have to get forces to implement that action. What it means to raise in the mountain of the Lord, what hard work it is, as Bala Sulam writes in, where is it, item 133 in the introduction of Tess. It's a great problem that I guess the people of Israel themselves, the pure vessels, the vessels of bestowal, they can't do it. They have no forces to it, in quality and quantity. That's why I just want to give an emphasis here that to not forget this, that disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to the nations is necessary and very crucial. We'll talk about it. I don't want now to get into this so much right now, but understand this is the engine that will push all of correction to all the way to the Messiah. Yes.
It seems sometimes that even dissemination to an audience that is not Israeli is more effective, easier.
Right? They're more destined to receive the Torah of correction and implement it. They just have to do it correctly and under control and with our escorting. But in forces, they can do it more, yeah? It's still, I wish, it's so early. I wish we'll be able to spread this out the way it should be between Israel, within Israel. These things need to spread out. I don't want to try and grab too much and not get anything in the end. But if we can, we'll do it in our generation, and if not, next time around, yes.
It's specifically because of that. So what's the... why is it such a must to knock your head against the wall and exert here to try to disseminate to this stiff-necked nation where you can do it much easily overseas?
No. No. Here, we also have to understand that the nations of the world can advance to the mountain of the Creator on the condition that they are carrying the people of Israel on their shoulders. There are some delicate things here.
Earlier you said dissemination in all the directions.
Dissemination in all directions can happen without any limits, but with an emphasis on the role of the nations of the world, their obligation to do this action, no. There's still a certain order of revelation.
So as far as all directions here in Israel, there's a matter that you disseminate 10, you disseminate, you sell some product, I don't know, you grow the audience that you're trying to sell to. What's the target audience that we're working with here in Israel?
Any secular citizen. That's it. Any secular citizen. No limitation. Man, women, doesn't matter. Any secular citizen. And then we'll go overseas.
Meaning we're disseminating to a quarter of the people. A quarter of the Israeli society, let's say.
Let's say. Why quarter? I don't know, but...
We're talking about the fact that there's like four tribes, 25% Arabs, 25% Orthodox, 25% that are national religious, and 25% secular.
So that last quarter. We don't want to touch people who have whatever kind of Torah of their own, and they're satisfied with it. If it touches them somehow. But I was in the last Congress in New Jersey, and then my son brought people who came to the convention. They didn't look so religious, but they were actually Orthodox even. They had good Hebrew. They were Americans, but they spoke good Hebrew. And they said that many people from their circle are studying with us because otherwise they don't see how they can even stay in that society. So you don't know who's with you.
But only on the level of the plan, how is it supposed to develop? Let's say after we start getting success disseminating to the part of our nation here in Israel, the wisdom should spread first to overseas and then come back to the other parts of the people here? Or how does it...
I don't want to determine these things. If it's possible already by our friends overseas in all our groups to disseminate strongly to the people of the world, I would do it. But it's not like I would take the power that we have here and start doing this dissemination from here, because we still have to take care of the people of Israel in the land of Israel. Okay, so did we read the second?
The Redemption second through divulging Kabbalah to the nations of the world. That's the heading. Redemption through divulging Kabbalah to the nations of the world. This is why it's written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could leave themselves by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world would come by such a will and idea. know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law.
You know, one of the claims against us is that we are teaching Kabbalah to all the nations of the world. What can you do? You see here how he writes about this decisively. Yeah, who wanted something? Yeah. Yes, Danny. What do you got about this?
What's the difference in the form, the manner of correction of Israel compared to the correction of the nations of the world?
The way they can push the correction, well, the method they get from us, but the implementation is on them. These are vessels that have to do with the general will to receive created by the Creator. The people of Israel, however, is some artificial structure. It's like some artificial structure. It was made in order to fulfill a role, a temporary role, and then disappear. So that Yashar Kel will then take on the form of all created beings. It's not that everyone will be like us. No. It's actually we will integrate with others. The form of Bina should be absorbed in all levels of coarseness. And then the coarseness of Yud will work to fulfill the purpose of creation. Meaning the whole process that will happen to the nations of the world. The people of Israel should only communicate to them. Well, also support, help, be the passageway, the conduit, like he writes in the article Matan Torah. But the work actually happens in the nations of the world, in the vessels of reception.
Will they also have to rise above their will to receive?
Yes, of course. But if we are sufficiently evolved, having the intention to bestow, they only join and it's sufficient.
And the matter of, let's say, the connection between us, will it get stronger and stronger as we disseminate more?
Yeah, because it becomes a purposeful connection. Otherwise, it has no validity. It doesn't receive any support from above because it's not connected to the goal. The goal is the nations of the world, that they will be aimed in order to bestow.
And what would the point of their cry, their grunt coming up of the people of Israel?
It's that light that reforms. That's the connection. The vessels of reception cannot attract the light without us. But when we do and attract the light, the correction happens in them. Think about it. Think about this integration between the two kinds. It's very important. So it says redemption through divulging Kabbalah to the nations of the world. And this comes through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law.
The heading, dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Meaning, only in this way that we can disseminate the true, authentic wisdom of Kabbalah, not some whatever, but the true wisdom among the nations of the world, they will understand that we truly have a godly wisdom. They will know there is a godly wisdom in Israel. Next.
Is it possible that the nations of the world will obligate the world, the people of Israel, in an obligated way, not in negation?
How? What, for example?
When we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to them.
Of course they will change.
I'm asking as a tactic, not to go to the hard-neck people that don't listen, but to go indirectly to the nations of the world to operate on Israel in a positive way.
I think we have sufficient forces to influence the nations of the world through our groups, and mostly today it's done online. I don't see any other instrument. And here, our office, let's say, should nevertheless deal with disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to the people of Israel here. To try, as well as take care of all the groups. Sure, we have to put more emphasis on that. That's clear, because what's happening in the world, and we see how this world is becoming kind of very, very shaky. All of that requires greater dissemination. Yes.
The heading, the revelation of Kabbalah to all the nations, is the revelation of Elijah. And this task was set about Eliyahu the prophet, since the disclosure of the secrets of the Torah is always referred to as the disclosure of Eliyahu. It is as they have said, let it rest until Elijah comes, and also the Tishbi will answer the questions and problems. For this reason, they said that 3 days, which is a known intimation, prior to the coming of the Messiah, Elijah would walk upon the hilltops and will blow in a great horn, etc.
When we say Elijah the prophet, all of that, it's the Tishbi, it's all about the dissemination of Kabbalah to the nations of the world. And that is the closest stage to the general redemption, meaning the revelation of all the vessels, the correction of all the vessels, and the fulfillment of all the vessels. Next.
Disclosing Kabbalah to all the nations is a precondition for the complete redemption. You must understand these intimations. The issue of the shofar is only the disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in great masses, which is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it, that matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and that the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though not in the distance, for it still sounds very softly. But indeed, any greatness requires prior smallness, and there's no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. For this is the way of the shofar, that it progressively grows. And who better than I knows that I am not at all worthy of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, and much, much less to thoroughly understand them. And why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. And for this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of Messiah's shofar, which is the revealing of the secrets as has been explained.
It clarifies a bunch of things. Cohen.
What are shoulders?
My what I'll define.
I don't know how to interpret this. I don't want to give my own interpretation here. Or, you know, just in general, just like when you carry something, you take a responsibility, you know, they become the engine that propels the whole process of correction and redemption. New York.
The fact that we have to strengthen the dissemination in our groups, for us specifically, does it mean that dissemination should govern all of our decision making in the group? Very often, let's say, things clash, like whether it should the group should benefit the existing group or dissemination from one decision or another.
We see, according to the development of the world, that dissemination becomes vital, not more important, but vital, critical, and the more, the better. But this needs to be properly organized in a way that's suitable for our time, our generation, our resources, our abilities. And most important thing is the internet. That's where all dissemination happens. Yes, Leibovich. He wanted to ask for a while there.
When Baal HaSulam explains how he sees dissemination, which is only in the last generation, he writes that there needs to be proof and some other paragraphs there. So I wanted to ask about that matter. Could it be that somehow we will show that each time the separation grows amongst the people, the problems grow and the world starts to burn? Meaning to show a parallel where the separation grows in certain faction in the people, that grows, the ego grows, and trouble starts. Is there some kind of proof?
You can't say. Some people say yes, no.
Not to say, it's a show, like a study that shows instead of this, that happens.
You can try to put on research, but it's not going to.
So, what does Baal HaSulam mean when he says proof?
As always, like he writes, but to try to yell at people, look at the trouble that will happen if we don't do this and that. No. Show an example. What people want is an example. We have to try to push ourselves forward towards practical actions.
As far as an example, maybe it's worthwhile to develop the direction of dissemination from our example. A world group of people that have no connection otherwise.
Okay, fine. Who will you give this example to?
I don't know, outwards to the general audience?
Okay, do it. You can present it. You can show how many people who are very different and not previously connected came together under a certain umbrella, a certain one thing, and this can connect all people. Okay. It's not the UN, it's not UNESCO, it's not any of that, and there's an idea that is universal and is capable of connecting people. Yeah, you can use that.
Because here there's a matter of working with our friends, let's say from the World Kli, that we see that also in the conventions when they come, it really is influential on the broad public when they see all of a sudden so many people. And
it's all good. Try it out. I'm not saying no. On the contrary. Try anything. Yes, Cohen again.
The 70 nations of the world spilled into America looking to receive something corporeally. Now the desire from all these nations is gathering in New Jersey. in less than a month. How do we harvest this desire to receive something and make it to something spiritual? That the so that the Creator will have contentment from our connection and our intention.
We have to show to everyone that if we unite, then we create the kli that receives the higher abundance. In the meantime, we can talk about it in a corporeal, beneficial way. And it's true also.
This opening of a pipeline, it's an actual, absolutely critical action that's going to occur in New Jersey. So how do we convert this seemingly corporeal desire into a true spiritual chitzaron that we can open the life of the whole world?
I don't think that during the Congress we can engage in dissemination beyond the Congress. That's outside the Congress is a gathering. We have to connect and form a great power and then move forward with that power beyond our own boundaries. Okay. Yeah, and that last one. Yeah.
This pipeline, it's not only an action of dissemination. We need to receive something so that we can give, we have what to give to the world. It's an internal action.
Of course.
Okay, so how do we prepare ourselves
yes.
to make this connection that the Creator can't deny us?
Very good. I'm happy that you're eager to do this, and you should do it. Yeah, seriously, and start focusing your energies on this. You're right. If we even don't think about what's happening next, we won't receive what we need to receive for our own inner connection. Sure. That's what we learned. The upper one and the lower one. There has to be connection with the lower one in order to turn to the upper one. What?
We want to do a report about the Independence Day. So on
yes.
Wednesday, we're asking to put the slide on, please. Wednesday, the eve of Independence Day, we're going to have the morning lesson as usual. At 6 o'clock in the evening, we will have a lesson until 7:45 p.m. And then at 8 to 8:45, we'll have a festive meal. That's on Wednesday. On Thursday, we'll have the morning lesson as usual from 2:45 preparation until 6th lesson. And there will be no Zohar lesson in the evening on Thursday. All the details were sent to everyone on their emails and on Tzvi Atava. We also have a question about it.
Wait, so in the evening, what's going to happen in the evening then?
The goal is to give people...
We're talking about Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. There's a big celebration in Israel. They're going to do barbecues. We want people to be with their families. The feeling is that they'll integrate with their families.
Very good. So, okay, so no Zohar lesson.
I wanted to ask about the lesson that we have on Wednesday and about the meal. It's 70 years for the nation, and there'll be big celebrations outside, etc. Do we need to do something special in this lesson, because it's also unusually long, and also during the meal?
I'm ready. Fine, do everything very festive. I'm not putting any limitations, on the contrary, do it.
What would you focus the lesson on?
According to the day. What does it mean, independence? What does it mean to be free? What's the actual land of Israel? All of that. Putting together the the right definitions, and we'll extract the true essence of the day. Okay, where is the English department? Yes.
Okay, so we're going to make an announcement in a moment. Maybe just the daily task first.
All right, Ashdod. Wait a minute, I have New York there. New York, yeah.
Okay, friends, we're continuing with daily tasks aimed at the Congress, the preparation for the Congress, and we urge everyone to commit to these tasks because this makes sure that all of us are preparing together. And the daily task is each friend, so this is for today, each friend writes down a heartfelt message that he wants to send to the friends. And that message will be read by a 10 during one of the Congress meals. Okay, one more time. Each friend writes a heartfelt message for the Congress. And this message will be read by a 10 at one of the Congress meals. Once you have the message, please go to submit this message at the following link. one.kabbalah.info.
Lachaim, New York, Ashdod.
/meal-inspirations. Once again, submit this message at one.kabbalah.info/meal-inspirations. This link will be sent out also through all the proper channels so that all the friends have it. And the tens on duty with us were
Ashdod.
German. Moving to Ashdod.
Number 23 in New York, 10 number 2. Lachaim, friends.
Ashdod, vakasha.
Please, Ashdod group.
Good morning, friends. We will add to the task from New York, and our task is towards the upcoming convention, each friend scrutinizes what is his practical part in building the connection between the lack of the connection in the 10 and the upper. At the end of the day, we summarize together and see what are the necessary conditions for doing this task. Again, each scrutinizes towards the upcoming convention what is his practical part of renewing the connection between the deficiency of the 10 and the upper. We find out in the end of the day what we were lacking and what we made to be able to do.
And
the Zohar lesson, you're invited to watch this evening at 6 o'clock live with Rav Lightman. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a good day. Okay, so we're really excited. We were just now in a special broadcast to all our new students on KabU, our virtual university, together with our friends from America. We actually did a preparation for the convention, and we also invited those that didn't yet register. There was a task yesterday to write what we wished them. We read them some of the writings. It was very warm-hearting and inspiring to hear what they read. It was very exciting to them. The reason we did this event is because there are 24 last hours for the early bird registration to the convention. This is also an announcement to you, the friends in North America. There's several dozens of friends that didn't finish their registration. So just to clarify, if you signed up on the site, but you didn't complete your payment, you're not registered. And you have 24 hours to finish your registration and to receive the discounted price after Monday night America time. It's going to go up to the higher price. So please use this, friends. Complete your registration. And okay, and I wanted to also update that immediately after the lesson, there's going to be a preparation meeting for the convention of the global team, the team that has began a few days ago. It's going to be broadcasted on Sviva Tova. All the friends can be part of this preparation to integrate in it. It begins immediately after the lesson, after the summary of the tens, and it'll continue for about 15 minutes altogether, so you can connect to it on Sviva Tova. So we're really excited, and we're really hoping.
So let's encourage all our friends in America and everyone in the world to really get it over with their registration and payment, and so we can move on, move forward, and let's also do that meeting. Whoever can is welcome to join this discussion. And next meeting is 6 p.m. in the Zohar.
Yes, we're meeting at 6 o'clock at the Zohar lesson. Two other announcements. Come to get to know the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're inviting to evenings that get to know about the wisdom of Kabbalah and its connection to our life. These evenings will take place during April in 12 different cities all over the country. 30 shekel to participate. Details on kabco.il or on the phone 1-700-509-209. All S1, the World Kabbalah Convention in America. We're inviting all our students to come to the convention that will take place from May 3rd to 6th. For registration and more details, invited to share his summary on Siva Tova. We'll sing. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time